Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The gaming world is buzzing this week after the official trailer for Tomb Raider Legacy of Atlantis dropped, reigniting nostalgia while showcasing some seriously modern tech upgrades. Developed by Flying Wild Hog under the guidance of the original studio, Crystal Dynamics, it brings the iconic 1996 title back, with major changes crafted in Unreal Engine 5. Fans instantly noticed the reimagined puzzles, updated combat mechanics, and evolved platforming elements that signal a new era for Lara Croft's adventures. Interestingly, early stages of the game's development made use of AI-assisted design tools, which has stirred up debate in the gaming community about the role of AI in creative processes. While some applaud the boosted efficiency and innovation, others worry about diluting artistry and creative authenticity. Whatever your take, Tomb Raider: Legacy of Atlantis is set for release on the 12th of February 2027 and will roll out on all major gaming platforms. Shifting from games to governance, Utah residents have filed a lawsuit against the ambitious Stratos project, backed by Kevin O'Leary. The Stratos project proposes a vast AI data center, but locals and a prominent nonprofit argue that the state's Military Installation Development Authority, known as MIDA, wields excessive control. Critics say community voices are being sidelined on big decisions, particularly around land use and taxation that shape the local economy and identity. Residents fear that unchecked authority may erode the influence of local governments and leave citizens with little recourse or input in shaping their own neighborhoods. It's a microcosm of the broader concerns over integrating large-scale technological infrastructure into tight-knit communities with deep local traditions. Meanwhile, anyone following progress in computer vision will be excited by the release of OpenCV 5.0, a significant upgrade to one of the industry's staple toolkits. The deep neural network engine at the heart of OpenCV has been rebuilt from the ground up in this release. Even more exciting, there's now built-in support for large language models, which promises broader and more flexible applications. Future iterations are forecast to focus on improving GPU support so that applications can run even faster and more efficiently. OpenCV 5.0 aims to keep the community on the cutting edge, helping everyone from researchers to app developers deploy advanced computer vision in their work. Speaking of graphical innovation, Canva AI continues to revolutionize the design process with an intuitive chat-driven interface and a layered AI assist. Users can now generate attractive social media graphics and presentations within minutes, just by describing what they need in plain English. The free tier opens up a lot, but pro users tap into enhanced capabilities and premium assets for more complex projects. While user reviews praise Canva AI for its speed and sheer convenience, some note that it struggles with truly intricate designs. Even so, it's fundamentally reshaping how both professionals and casual users approach digital design. Delving deeper into the world of digital personas, the Persona Atlas Initiative is making waves with its approach to analyzing public figures and thought leaders. By assembling dense behavioral profiles from online sources, it builds a portrait of how these individuals might approach complex challenges. Anyone can input a name and receive contextual insights, an interesting experiment in mapping personality to decision-making strategies. The system also draws attention to marked differences between leaders, illuminating variance in problem-solving and prioritization. It's a reminder that in an era of information overload, careful analysis and cross-referencing are more valuable than ever. On the hardware side, Linux gamers have reason to celebrate thanks to Daniel Schurman, a Valve developer. He's introduced a fresh anti-lag mechanism to the RADV graphics driver that directly targets common latency issues on Linux platforms. This innovation aims to boost responsiveness for games, ultimately closing the performance gap with other operating systems. It's just one more step towards a world where Linux is a first-class citizen in mainstream gaming. Turning to nuclear innovation, Antares, a startup on the frontier of small modular energy, has announced that its Mark Zero reactor has successfully achieved criticality. This milestone, reached at Idaho National Laboratory, could be the first stepping stone towards mobile nuclear power generation. While the reactor hasn't started generating electricity just yet, ongoing testing is expected to accelerate regulatory approvals. A new era of clean, decentralized, and potentially mobile power could be on the immediate horizon if these tests prove successful. For regular users, Linux kernel upgrades sometimes go unnoticed, but the recent version 7.1 update carries security importance. In response to discovered vulnerabilities, the development team has disabled a particular IOCTL interface related to DRM Prime. It's a preemptive strike, closing a potential vector for exploitation before problems can spread. Security is always a moving target, but the kernel team's proactive approach should give users some extra peace of mind. On to an intriguing story in military communications. It's now been revealed that the US military has been quietly using GPS satellites for encrypted key distribution for over two decades. Specifically, GPS subframe 4, page 17 has been used as a covert channel for securely transmitting keys, an ingenious use of existing satellite infrastructure. The revelation has major implications for our understanding of GPS technology and highlights the evolving nature of secure communications. It's a reminder that sometimes, the most ubiquitous technologies carry the biggest secrets. Shifting gears to economic simulation, the 1,000-token Wood Project is sparking fresh conversations in the world of engineered economies. The project started as a woodland simulation with animals that had access to abundant resources. Unsurprisingly, when everyone had everything, trading stagnated. There was simply no incentive to exchange. Introducing scarcity, resource limits, and environmental fluctuations created authentic market behavior and kicked off vibrant trading. The experiment underscores the lessons economists have pointed to for decades. Scarcity energizes economies, and stories motivate markets. In data center news, SpaceX has clinched a major win by landing a deal with Google to supply AI compute infrastructure. Google will pay an eye-watering $920 million per month for access to some 110,000 NVIDIA GPUs, giving SpaceX additional funds as it ramps up for its IPO. The agreement mirrors SpaceX's previous partnership with Anthropic, reflecting the surging demand for large-scale AI capabilities worldwide. Deals like this are evidence of how AI is driving not just software innovation, but a multi-billion dollar race for hardware supremacy. While big tech pushes boundaries, governments are wrestling with new duties around online safety, particularly for underage users. Age verification is now a global conversation, as new rules have taken effect in places like Australia, the UK, Indonesia, and Brazil. Australia's blanket ban on social media for those under 16 stands out as especially strict, and other countries are starting to follow suit. Supporters say these moves protect minors from harm, while critics warn that mandatory verification could chill free speech and infringe on privacy. The challenge will be balancing safety with open access to information, a debate that is sure to continue intensifying. Closely tied to that debate is the urgent demand for better AI governance, as artificial intelligence gets baked deeper into decision-making at every level. Industry experts say that effective governance means building frameworks that ensure transparency, accountability, fairness, and above all, data safety. Strong leadership, regulatory compliance, and ongoing oversight are critical to mitigate bias, manage risks, and solidify public trust. With AI's reach expanding rapidly, these frameworks are turning from a future concern to a present-day necessity. On the development tool front, the CUDA Oxide project has rolled out version 0.2 of its Rust to CUDA compiler. The update allows Rust GPU programs to compile as single, self-contained executables, streamlining workflow for developers seeking hardware acceleration. There are also notable improvements in reliability and better harmony with upstream LLVM changes, helping developers future-proof their code. With more support for CUDA tiles and broader compatibility, Rust's bid for a place in high-performance GPU programming is getting stronger. As concerns about climate impact grow, tech giants like Google are beginning to address their environmental footprint more directly. Google recently announced ambitious water stewardship commitments to replenish 120% of the water used by its data centers by 2030. Part of this plan involves $17 million in new water projects across several U.S. states. They're also pledging to modernize local utilities and implement air-cooled solutions in areas with fragile water supplies. With public scrutiny mounting, these sorts of environmental efforts may soon become a baseline expectation for all major tech providers. Down in the open source world, a milestone worth celebrating. KDE has hit its 30th anniversary. The team is marking three decades of innovation by encouraging donations and highlighting the community's impact in nurturing open source talent. KDE has long served as both a hub for collaboration and a launchpad for the next generation of developers in the open tech ecosystem. Its ongoing evolution is a testament to the power of grassroots software communities that thrive on openness and collective effort. Lastly, space watchers have been following a tense situation aboard the International Space Station after NASA detected a worsening air leak in the Russian Zvezda module. Astronauts were instructed to prepare for potential evacuation, though the situation is still developing and the source of the leak is under continuous investigation. It's a stark reminder of the ever-present risks faced by those pushing the boundaries of human exploration. What we've seen across all these stories is the deepening connection between how we build, regulate, and use technology, and the broader impacts on society, environment, and culture. Whether it's the debate over AI's creative role, disputes about data center governance, environmental commitments, or space station safety, the landscape remains rich, with both promise and complexity. It's a climate that demands not just technical expertise, but thoughtful engagement and collaborative problem solving. That's it for this week's wrap of tech headlines, trends, and debates. Thanks for listening.